All right, welcome into Monday on DGS. No D today, no Dave. He is moving feedback from Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
Rachel, Andrew, and me. I am here. I always say my last name. I'm saying I am here. I am Kevin.
Wheels is here.
You got like people don't know that we're on the show every day. But the three of us are here hanging out for the next few hours, and obviously Dave will be back tomorrow. Man, the college move back and forth thing I've done more than I even want to know. Like, I did it four times myself,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
I felt like those were easy. Like, I felt like my moving back and forth was just, it was a long drive, right? Because I was in Miami and I was driving back to Detroit. So it was like a long drive, but that was the only bad part. It was otherwise just like throw all my clothes into a bag, maybe a suitcase. I don't know, probably more likely duffel bags. Just throw it all that in there. And then nothing else came with me because I was in dorms most of the time,
mm-hmm.
Until senior year. Then senior year, we had some furniture. Like we had purchased a bed and things like, and we just left it. But we talked to the management of the apartment. We're like, we can't take all this stuff back. We had a Honda Civic. Like we can't bring everything back.
That ain't gonna work.
No. So we went to the managers. Like, hey, we can just dump it. We can do this. What do you want? And they're like, oh, you just leave it in there, and we'll either sell it or just let whoever rents it next can take it if they want it. So, thank God we got a break on that. But I feel like moving my kid was harder.
Well, first of all, it's a girl, so she probably has more stuff. Like, she probably has more things that she wants to have, like more clothes and stuff. So there's that. And then the college experience has just ramped up so much that now it's like, you got to have a mini fridge. You got to have your own mic. I'm just guessing that's why it was harder.
It's actually a good point. I mean, now I didn't have to like rent a trailer or anything like that. I mean, we just took our SUV down and that was enough. We could fill that up, but we filled it up.
Yeah.
And the one year that we came back in her car, because she had a small car and she just wanted help packing everything and driving back up. So I drove down there in a rental car, dropped that off, and then went over and we did the move. It was packed. Like, there was no room for anything, but it wasn't anything big. There's nothing big. But here's my complaint about, I think it might be, I don't know if it's because I have a daughter and I was a college boy. I didn't decorate my room with anything.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't have pictures or artwork or posters. I didn't have special curtains. I didn't have anything but what was already there.
Mm-hmm.
That was it. I didn't have anything else. But with hers on the move in and the move out, the move in was just as bad because we got to put the curtains up and now we got to put up all the posters and they're going to do all the. And I was like, God, I don't remember any of doing any of this. And it's probably because I was just a stupid 18, 19, 20 year old boy and I just didn't care about anything. Right?
Yeah, you didn't need any.
I didn't care if it looked good. I didn't
flourishes.
Right. So we had to deal with that. But I got to tell you, I have almost no complaints about my kid. I know this is crazy. I have almost none. Like, maybe two. And one of them is And one of them is this. No, she knows.
She cracked in record
time. No. She knows. Keep in mind. So my kid right now is pursuing her master's. This is a really smart kid. Okay. All A's in high school. Academic scholarship undergrad. Has not paid a dime to get a master's or to go for the PhD. She's getting paid to do all those things. Like, super smart kid. Would not do a single thing of preparation to move until I got there.
Well, no. She's too busy studying.
I would believe that if it weren't like finals week and you don't have anything but finals to do and you have all this time off. It was my literally like that. I have that. That's like two complaints, and that's one of them. It's like, could you at least have done a little bit before I got here?
Mm-hmm.
Because we did we did what Dave is doing.
Yeah.
They're doing the one-day turnaround.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you go in today, you're packing up, you're moving back today. That's what we did. We would go back, except we had a little bit further drive down to Tuscaloosa when we were doing it. And I also did it for at least 5 years instead of the normal four, because we did it moving her back in for her master's too. But then she ended up staying down there in the same apartment and didn't have to actually move back.
Every year you'd walk back to a room full of empty boxes?
No. I mean, if there were boxes, we were lucky. I mean, there were some years I was just taking lamps and stuff and just throwing them into the back and making sure that they're not going to break.
Hey, are these your stupid curtains?
I will say, once she moved off campus into an apartment, it was a lot easier because it was a year-round lease.
Yeah.
So even if she would come home for the summer,
you didn't have to move everything.
Her roommate was still there during the summer because her family lived down there. And it was we didn't have to move all that stuff. It was just, here's the clothes I'm going to need.
Yeah.
And I didn't, once we got to that point, I didn't even need to go down anymore, which was great. But like, I get what Dave's dealing with today, because the first one is probably the worst, because the first one, I feel like freshman year, with my daughter Shannon, she did more like decorating and putting up of things. Mm-hmm. And then after that, it got less and less and less.
She cares less and less.
Exactly. Right. Right. And then that first move out was like, oh my God, this stuff is stuck to the wall. We're gonna paying because this tore a piece of the wall off when we pulled it off.
Why did you nail this poster to the wall?
Well, no, actually, right? And it would have been me that did it anyway. Like, I would have been the one that probably put the thing up with, you know, what's that sticky thing stuff that you put on there?
Yeah,
those little tabs.
Command tabs
that supposedly just pop right off.
The command hooks
never do that.
Leave horrible residue and stains.
Yeah, what they always do is they tear off the paint.
Yep,
that's every time. Unless I'm just really bad at doing the taking off part.
Happens to me too.
Yeah, good. So it's not just me. So anyway, I know what Dave's going through today. I'm guessing it won't be too terrible. But having done that so many times, it's got to be 10 counting my own experience.
Mm-hmm.
So 10 with me, and then probably 5 or 6 with, or 4 with me, and then 5 or 6 with my kid. But moving for college is nothing like regular moving. Like, when you changed apartments, Rach, was that just miserable?
I hate moving so much that I always have, like, nightmares in the weeks before and weeks after the move, too, that, like, I still have 2 apartments and this stuff is over there and I still have to go get this. And it's just so stressful and so horrible.
Andrew, have you had to move, like, an apartment to where you are now?
Oh, yeah. Kind of thing? I've moved. Now, I also really hate moving. So I've moved like twice, and both times I feel like I threw out probably more than I necessarily should have. But it's funny to think now about the stuff that I threw away, because like some of the stuff that I kept is inexplicable. There's no reason for it. There's this disgusting couch that I still have. It's like the cat's couch now, I guess. But like my wife spilled an entire 32-ounce brand new Dr. Pepper all over it at one point when we were in our second apartment, I guess. Spilled the whole thing on it. I could never get it all the way clean. It's still, parts of that are still like sticky with soda. There are parts of it in there that are still, I still am finding parts of that if I look through it that are like not all the way clean yet. And I'm like, why did I take that with me?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Why do I still have, like now I still have it because now it's a burden. Now I lost the chance.
Yeah.
I lost the chance of having a big old dumpster where I could throw everything out in.
Yeah.
Now it's just this big stupid couch that I have. It's ugly.
Yeah, I despise moving, but I've done it. So I mean, I've done it so many times. My dad likes to move.
That's weird.
When we were kids, so we lived in the same house most of my life, like most of my early life, and then like my freshman year in high school, we moved to a new house, and then he moved again when I was a freshman in college, or something somewhere around there. It was within just a few years. It actually might have been while I was still. No, it wasn't in high. I think I was done with high school. But it was like right my freshman year. So he moved again like 5 years later. And then they moved again like 4 or 5 years. Like they moved all the time. And of course, I get recruited to help, which is fine because he's the one, like unlike my kid, you show up, it's ready to be put on a truck. Mm-hmm. Like I was just there to help move heavy stuff, like move the big things. That was easy. With my own moves, man, I got, so the we had our first place, which was an easy move. It was an apartment to like an attached house. So you're moving from a little bit of space to a lot more space.
Mm-hmm.
So much easier, except for the fact that on the day that we needed to move in, my buddies that were going to help me backed out. And
I had
to move everything into the new place myself.
Fantastic.
That includes the dressers going up the stairs by myself. That includes the, at the time, queen-size bed going up the stairs by myself. And I learned how to push things up. Thank God the stairs were carpeted, because you could put the wood on its back and just slide it up and, you know, just muscle it up there. But if I would have had to carry those things, it would have just been stuck downstairs until I could get somebody to come over. The next time I moved was from that place to a bigger house. But once again, I'm picking the wrong people. I'm picking the wrong people to ask, because like the day before, they're like, oh, man, I can't do it. And I'm like, you said you could do it. So I had to load the whole truck and get it moved out in like 12 hours by myself.
Blech.
I had a cousin come over who got off work, and he's like, I'll help you with the big things. So we moved the big things. So my experience with moving on my own has sucked.
Yeah.
Blech.
It sucked. And then when we moved down here from Chicago, we had loaded up a truck. And long story short, the people that were buying our house lost the financing to buy the house the day before.
Ooh.
So after I had loaded the moving truck, they lost their financing. We got a call like they don't have the loan. They're not buying the house. The sale is off. And I'm like, my truck is full. Guess what I'm doing? I'm driving down to St. Louis and I'm just going to find a place. Mm-hmm. So we ended up renting a place like that. All that whole process was horrible. That was horrible. Then moving into our current place was the best one ever. Because it was, we had gotten rid of a lot of things. It was pretty smooth. And then I had a couple of the guys that I coached who were like 19, 20-year-old college athletes. And they helped move all the big stuff.
Very nice. Great.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, I hope that's easier for Dave.
Andrew, do you feel like he's about to ask us to help him move?
You guys,
I do. The way that he keeps pressing the people that like called off at the last second.
You
like,
guys,
that's the worst thing
I'll tell
that
you.
Anyone can do to anyone.
You want to know who bailed me out when we moved here? Steve. Into St. Louis. I'll tell you who bailed me out.
Dave.
The voice of God on KMOX, Dave King.
What?
Oh, cool.
Dave and his wife, Kelly, they just showed up.
That's really nice.
I had worked here for maybe, I don't know, 6 months or something like that, 8 months. And I'd gotten to know Dave, but like not that much. We hadn't. They just showed up and they're like, we will help you.
That's so sweet.
Yes. So shout out Dave King, the voice of God. So you hear the promos, you hear all that stuff. He and his wife, Kelly, popped in and just were like, yep, we'll do it.
What
so how
bro.
Cool is that?
That's
my guy.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, Dave's my guy. All right, it's Monday on TGS. Dave is out. I don't know what process or what part of the process they're in, but they're moving Phoebe back from college after freshman year, and I don't know if they're on the road or if they're still loading up or if they're getting close to being back here, but either way, that's what's happening today. Dave will be in tomorrow, and I'm sure there will be tales because I always had stories from moving in and moving out, whether they were my own moves or others. All right, so we're expecting here in a short amount of time a press conference at the White House. I just saw this posted on TV that they're going to be taking questions on the proposed ceasefire in Gaza. So the reports right now are that Hamas has accepted the terms of a proposal. We have not heard from Israel on this, and we are expecting to hear from the White House in a very short amount of time. So when that press conference starts, again, they will be answering questions. We'll actually go to that coverage so you can get the latest breaking news on obviously one of the biggest stories in the world at the moment. But we have our eyes on it. And at this stage, we don't know more than what's been reported, but we will be hopefully finding out more during that press conference from the White House. All right. So we'll get to that when the time comes. And we got our eyes on the TV to make sure that this is going to be a part of it. But in the meantime, DGS continues because I don't have anything to add on the ceasefire. I don't know the details.
Right.
I don't know. I know what's been reported, but obviously we don't know what's actually been agreed upon, what will be agreed upon ultimately by both parties. And we'll let the experts handle that, and we'll let the White House handle that when the time comes. I did want to get to a couple of quick things. Did you? And I don't know if I don't think we've talked about it. Or if we did, maybe it was only briefly, but the trend asking women if they'd rather be alone in the forest with a bear or a man.
I don't remember this.
Is a story. This is a story. This is a thing. Like, people are hitting it on TikTok. It's on Twitter.
Okay.
And the question is, to women, would you rather be alone in the forest, alone in the woods with a bear or a man?
Okay.
And there's a split answer. There are a lot of women saying, I'd rather be alone with the bear because, at least theoretically, I know what the dangers are with a bear.
Right.
Where with the man, I don't know. And they can disguise their intentions. And, well, and some women are like, I've had bad experience. I've been attacked by a man. I've never been attacked by a bear. If a bear will leave you alone, if you leave it alone. Right? There are a lot of answers to it. And it seems like a silly question at first, right? But the fact that there are so many women answering, I'd rather be alone in the woods with a bear, it tells us something.
Mm-hmm.
But what's ludicrous to me is I'm seeing guys that are upset that answer is being given. What are you upset by? Like, I'm a guy. I'm not upset by that because I'm not one of those guys that a woman would have to worry about. It's not about me. It's not about the normal guys that wouldn't do anything wrong. This is just an indication that there are too many. I don't know what the number is. It's not a majority. I know that. But there are too many guys that inspire fear in women. More fear than a bear.
Mm-hmm.
Because a man might have a gun, might have a knife, might be nice at first and then surprise you later. A bear is a bear is a bear, right? It's going to be what it is. We can be a lot of different things even at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
I totally understand the answers. And I don't know why any guys would be upset by it. Because again, if you're one of the good guys, it's not about you.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
There's just, I remember whenever like the Me Too movement started and people were saying like, yes, all women, as in, yes, all women have at least been catcalled, harassed. They've had a negative experience with
point,
a man
yeah.
at some point. And like then the hashtag came up like, not all men, not all men. Well, we're not saying it's all men.
Right. Right.
But there's enough men that it's a thing. So, I mean, I don't get the guys who get upset by it either. I think they're being way too, I don't want to say they're being too sensitive, but they're being defensive about something they don't need to get defensive
right.
about. Making a statement like, hey, men sometimes do this does not mean all men all the time are always doing this.
That's correct.
So just
yes.
relax and let women have their experiences.
We missing anything on this issue?
I don't think so. I was talking to our news guy for a minute, and then I came back to Kevin being like, A man can have a gun. A bear's going to have its claws.
Have
and
you
I was
seen
like,
any
is he talking about a guy fighting a bear again?
No, have you seen
if
any
a bear
of these?
Has a, if a bear has a gun, I don't want to be alone in the woods with a bear either.
Have you seen these questions, though? The question that women are answering on social media, TikTok, Twitter, whatever it's, would you rather be alone in the woods mm-hmm. with a man or a bear? And some of them are like, oh, no, a man, really, because I know the bear might kill me. Others are like, I don't know. Maybe I'd rather be in there with a bear because I at least understand what a bear is going to do, and men can be unpredictable.
Yeah, I'll take the bear.
And there are some dudes, though, that are wildly offended. And I'm like, okay, if you're not the bad guy, then it's not about you. There's nothing to be offended by. If it bothers you, maybe you aren't doing things correctly.
Yeah, maybe you're telling on yourself a little bit.
DGS. Dave is out today. He'll be back tomorrow. He is helping Phoebe move back from Kansas. I shouldn't say helping. He's probably doing all
He's
of
probably doing most of
if
it.
If it's anything like my experience doing it as a dad, dad does most of the work. I can't remember what the split was, dad versus child, when it was me and my dad.
Hmm.
My dad would have probably been a lot tougher on me than I was on my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're doing this, carry this, do this. Like, I was like, I got it, don't worry. Like, don't know how that worked out. But that's where Dave is. He'll be back tomorrow. Rach, so car stuff going on. Needed to get a lift to work today. How'd that work out?
You know, it was actually a great ride-sharing experience.
And nice.
I'm happy to report it because, you know, a lot of times people are like, oh, I didn't have such a great time in my Uber or in my Lyft. But today, I really appreciated the fact that my Lyft driver would stop fully at stop signs. That's a big deal to me. A lot of people in the city don't do that.
I would say maybe a majority of
yeah.
people don't do
a
that.
A lot of people just kind of eyeball it and keep on going. So she made complete stops. And then she was playing like gospel music the whole time, which made me feel safe and protected by God's love for the entire ride. I'm like, this is a 10 out of 10 experience. They should all be like this.
Have you guys ever had a ride sharing experience where you felt like not safe? Like, I don't mean like I'm scared of this driver, but I mean like they're driving too
yes.
fast. Like that guy in New York that went viral a couple weeks ago because he was like driving on the shoulder and honking at everyone and screaming at them.
Yeah, I had one in March just going to dinner and like going to have a few drinks so you don't want to drive. So we took a Lyft again. I don't know why I keep using Lyft instead of Uber. I think I have coupons or something. But I live in a pretty quiet neighborhood. You're supposed to drive pretty slow down the streets where all the houses are on. And this lady just was going like 50 miles per hour in the neighborhood. And
in
I was
like a 25 or
yeah.
30
and
or
I'm like, okay, here we go. And then we get on like 64 and she's just zoom, 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 like zooming in and out of cars. And I'm going, okay, well, you know what? It's in God's hands now. I could have used the gospel music at that point, honestly.
I have never Ubered or Lyfted.
Really?
Or ever used a car ride sharing service.
Never?
I've taken cab rides.
Well, yeah.
I've done that.
Because you're from Chicago.
I took a cab.
Lived there.
All over the place. I mean, I had them. The craziest one was, I'm right after college. So this has got to be damn near 30 years ago. It's 28, 29 years ago. I was going to New York. I was new, trying to get into the broadcast business. And I had joined like the National Association of Broadcasters or something. I think it was the NAB. and they had their annual awards dinner. I'm like, I'm going to buy a ticket and I'm going to go and I'm going to meet people.
Mm-hmm.
And so I took the cab from the Newark airport to the hotel, which was downtown. And that was something.
What happened?
My God. So at the airport part, it seemed kind of normal. There's highway, and then you start. Once it started getting into the city, I was like, every car I thought he was going to rear end. Every one of them I thought he was going to. And I'm like in the backseat laughing because I don't care if he rear ends a car because it's not my car.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in the backseat like laughing like, oh my God, this guy is going to hit something. And like every stop was like the one where you hit and you're like, head goes back and forward.
Slamming the brakes every stop.
Yeah. And then anytime he had to turn, he was like going around the car in front of him to turn in front of them.
Oh,
and
no, don't do that.
Yeah. And he was the, if you were to like take an episode of like Law and Order and the typical New York cabbie,
mm-hmm.
that was my guy. He was straight out of a TV show, like the typical New York cabbie. I don't know what nationality or anything like it, but New Yorker, like mm-hmm. through and through, the heavy accent, the swearing, the whole deal. And it was awesome.
I'm glad you still look on it fondly all these years later.
I mean, it couldn't have been a better welcome to New York for the first time a person was in New York. I was just like, and when you're like, I don't know, what was I, 23 maybe? I'm not like worried if this guy runs into another car. Because again, on the highway, it felt normal to me. It wasn't until we got into the city where it got crazy. And then I'm like, this is great. All right, Monday on DGS. Dave will be back tomorrow. He's helping Pete move back from college after freshman year. The rest of the gang is all here. I was going to ask you guys like how your weekends were, but I don't think anybody's weekend was worse than the Cardinals' weekend, which is something we're going to be talking about a little bit.
Ooh-ee.
Yeah. Matt is going to be at the ballpark covering whatever news there is today, and there's nothing. There was a fake tweet earlier today. John Denton covers the Cardinals for MLB.com. Somebody imitated his account and tweeted that the Cardinals had a press conference at 2. They don't.
Mm.
It was fake. The person had like 80 followers at the time. Somehow they're gaining followers.
People want it to be
being
true.
Fake John Denton. And John's got like 28,000 followers. It's like, no, the real one. That's what I get that there really wouldn't have been much doubt because the only difference in the Twitter handle was an underscore at the very end. Other mm-hmm. than that, it's the same. But just be wary because
mm-hmm.
I don't know why. I don't know. Does this happen in other realms other than sports? Do people like create fake accounts and try to bring breaking fake news like that? That happens because I've gotten fooled a couple times by like fake Ken Rosenthal's and mm-hmm. things like that. But that was not real. But who knows what happens at the ballpark. They'll be opening up in a little bit. The clubhouse will be open. I don't know if anybody is going to specifically address the weekend, but I know that Cardinals Nation is not happy. They lost 2 of 3 to the White Sox over the weekend. The White Sox had 6 wins before this weekend. Mm-hmm. And we talked about a lot of the reasons why. So I touched on it on a video on Twitter, at KevinWheeler94. Tom and Matt and I all did a podcast this morning that is up on KMOX.com. It's in the Cards Conversations if you want to look it up. You can also find it on Twitter from any one of the three of us. And then Tom's going to join us at 3 o'clock. So we'll go a little bit more into it.
You know it's bad when the three big sports guys got to get together and do an emergency podcast.
That's what we were joking. Yeah. Matt's joke was it was like the four families of the New York crime families coming together to have a meeting. I joked it was like the beginning of a superhero movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like something really bad's happening. Assemble the Avengers. To the lawn, when my little girl looks so fine.